The state's largest school district, Boston, will join several other cities and reopen buildings today for the first time since the holiday break. It comes amid a spike in COVID cases, a spike that was already happening before the break. Boston Public Schools Superintendent Brenda Caselius acknowledges the spread of the Omicron variant has created staffing issues.
If I have to go out and teach in a classroom, I'm going to do that. But our goal is to keep classes going and keep students in person.
Some districts reopened yesterday in an effort to meet the state requirement to provide in-person learning. To discuss how it's playing out, WBUR's Max Larkin joins us now. Hey there, Max.
Hi, Rupa.
Good morning. Thanks for being here. There's been a sense of anxiety every time schools have reopened during this pandemic, but this week it feels especially fraught. What do you think is driving that feeling?
I think there was a feeling that despite lots of experience, there was still no right answer this time around. State education officials had ordered rapid tests for all school staff, so in theory, districts were going to know whether they had enough people on hand to run the schools. But then those tests arrived late, and it was a mad dash to give them out and then try to plan around the results. And then it's also gotten hard for families to secure high-quality masks or tests of their own. And then you have some alarming data, not just the record-high case counts statewide, but the number of cases being reported by schools was climbing before the holidays. And then there's a relative uptick in pediatric hospitalizations for COVID, though the overall risk to children is still low.
Many districts still decided to open as planned yesterday. So what did they find when they did that?
I think the first day seemed to have gone okay, Rupa, despite some scrambling. The superintendent of the Chelsea Public Schools, Almia Beta, says her team had to facilitate a drive-through site for staff to pick up their rapid tests on Sunday, and then they had less than 24 hours to organize what staff they had available.
For example, we have coaches in our buildings, and so we worked with our coaches and asked them if they could cover classes for today. And of course, we have substitutes. We had to be super creative.
All told, though, Abeta said the first day went pretty smoothly, in part because she says Chelsea has this muscle memory from the first wave of the virus that hit that district so hard.
So how does that compare to the districts that decided to delay opening? Do we know how they use their time and what today might look like?
Well, I think it varies. In some districts like Lexington, you had teachers and families with a few days, maybe more, advance warning that they'd be coming back in on Tuesday at the earliest. Lexington Superintendent Julie Hackett says she's totally committed to in-person learning, but given all the unknowns around the Omicron variant, she says it was reasonable for Lexington or any other district to kind of take it slow.
To me, it's, you know, one day of getting organized so that the learning is structured in a way that is most conducive to students, and you're stopping the spread, hopefully, while you're doing that.
So Hackett's happy, too. She says they got the tests out. They found out about 5% or so of their teachers were testing positive, and they can open today with more confidence. But then again, things were less well orchestrated in some other places. For example, in Brookline, the decision not to reopen on Monday came at 9 o'clock on Sunday night, which left a lot of people understandably upset. But Brookline, too, plans to reopen its schools today.
Given the current rates of spread, why not restart remote learning in some districts?
I think in large part it's because the state doesn't want them to. Also, there are not many families or educators who think that remote learning was a good long-term solution. But you did have some parents asking whether it was an appropriate stopgap measure given what we're seeing. But Governor Charlie Baker stressed that that option still is not on the table during a visit yesterday to the Salem Public Schools.
The rules here are pretty simple. We count in-person school as school. If a school district's not open at some point over the course of the year, they can use snow days until they run out of snow days, but they do need to provide their kids with 180 days of in-person education this year.
That's been the state's policy all year. You had the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education kind of reluctant to give out waivers allowing districts to revert to remote learning, even on a short-term basis and even in cases of an outbreak.
And what do you think happens next?
Well, we're not in the clear yet. Even if staff positivity starts out relatively low, you've still got the kids, many of whom are not or cannot be vaccinated yet, and they can still catch and spread the virus. So I think there'll be continued calls for state and local officials to make sure that everyone has access to adequate testing, high-grade masks, that kind of thing. And then in Boston, they say, if you've ever wanted to be a substitute teacher, now is the time to apply, Rupa. It's all hands on deck.
WBUR education reporter Max Larkin, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks for having me.